Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Thursday, 2nd of March, and cloudy morning here in Auroville and 25 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts sun through high clouds and mostly cloudy and warm over the night, with temperatures from low of 24 to high of 31, with heatiness on 35 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 15%. Over the weekend, we can also expect a couple of thunderstorms. The Mother's Week is behind us, and also cultural events and offerings, it will take a notch or two down. But still, on Friday, 3rd of March, at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to CAT 11, What is Education in Auroville? The first two sessions in March and April starts with a presentation by four Auroville students, Aloe, Amara, Lila and Tara, who will share the Children of Auroville vision on education based on a questionnaire across schools, followed by interactive process and exploration on the sharing resources. The Auroville students envision the sharing of buildings, materials, teachers and students. How can their community contribute to the availability and accessibility of resources to all students of Auroville? And second point, the equality and variety of subjects. How can we create a system that exists without hierarchy of knowledge? How can the community help provide a larger scope of subjects, courses and interests? And the last, the student voice. How much of a say should students have in regard to their education? So we are all invited to join to listen, observe and contribute, because Create Auroville Together, or CAT, is a space to unleash our creative energies and aspires to be a springboard toward the future. CAT is also a space where we respond with discernment, respect and a spirit of collaboration. On Saturday, 4th of March at 8 p.m. at Kalabumi Amphitheater, we are warned not to watch, because the Office of Progress has been made aware of the presence of a subversive theatrical production, so do not watch this performance with subversive material. Title of the performance is Citizen One, and citizens are advised to avoid this performance at the following coordinates: Kalabumi Amphitheater, because you are at risk of being reprogrammed. And the play, even before it was put on a stage, it's supposed to be on Barrett Neva stage, but because of allegedly controversial perspective, it's gonna be in Kalabumi. The play is set in the imaginary city of Newtopia and tells a story of a government frustrated by their city's lack of growth. In an attempt to identify the main obstacles to the city's progress, a group of politicians invite in a team of foreign consultants to identify the problem. After an exhaustive study, the consultants conclude that the main obstacle to the city's growth is the citizens, recommending introduction of a new kind of citizen, Citizen One. Free from the inconvenience of emotion and opinion, Citizen One promises to get things moving again, but things do not go as planned. So we are warned again not to come and watch the Citizen One. On Saturday, March 4th, starting at 8 p.m., we are invited to World Café for a live concert by optimistic French song, World Latin Jazz Composition by Jelan on vocal and MIDI guitar, Suresh on drums, following by DJ Vikram with retro and SDM spiritual dance music, and at 10 p.m. DJ Biju with world music until 11 p.m. Contribution required. Although International Women's Day is on 8th of March, we're gonna celebrate it on 18th of March from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Saucho Building in Barrett Nevas. It will be celebrated by Mira Women Group along with Auroville residents and surrounding villages. The day's program includes column competition and dance program. Also, Litter Free Auroville 2017 is planned to be held on 17th of March to 9th of April in Calacandra. And Litter Free Auroville campaign is calling for creative people and artists to participate in its exhibition Reforming Waste from 17th of March to 9th of April in Calacandra. You can already see art and design pieces in which is present the waste, or participating in the workshop during the period, where they will collect different materials to have a common experience of reshaping and giving life and beauty to the waste. For more info, call Clara on 7639065609. Our real water group was formed and we invited to send our photographs that best capture our real water essence. And the photographs must be in JPEG, GIF or PNG formats, and submissions are due by 15th of March, and the winner will be decided by March 22nd, when is also our World Water Day. The chosen image will be the main image that the water group uses to communicate with the wider community, with full credit given to the photographer. The water group is also creating a website on water issues in Orville, but they also really want it to be a resource for our villains. They are asking you for ideas and input. What you would like to want to see in such a site? How could it be useful to you? How could it serve Oroville in the best way possible? Any input most welcome, especially from the people who often read Oronet but rarely comment. And here's an interesting news from the outside, and actually also consider the space. Elon Musk's private spaceflight company SpaceX announced on February 27 that it has been approached by two unnamed individuals, two private citizens, who will pay to be flown around the moon and back to Earth by late next year. SpaceX said the daring lunar journey will last about a week and travel deeper into space than any humans has ventured before. The plan is to use SpaceX Falcon Heavy launch vehicle and a Crew Dragon spacecraft launching from the Kennedy Space Center. Both rocket and spacecraft currently under development, and neither has yet flown. At Cinema Bharat Nivas, tomorrow, 3rd of March at 7:30 PM, they will screen The Suitor, directed by Pierre Hectare, and was made in France in 1963. It's a comedy. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 PM, at Education for a Sustainable Future, made in 2012, directed by Tom Holland and Dave Holland. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 PM, we can see Arrival, made in 2016. It is a science fiction drama, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And tomorrow at 8 PM, Monster Call, also made in 2016, fantasy adventure drama, directed by J.A. Bayona. At Cinema Paradiso, we can see today, East Asian Romance, Love Forecast, made in South Korea in 2015 by director Jin Pyo Park. On Saturday, International Comedy, Mistress America, made in USA in 2015, directed by Noah Brombach. At Children's Film Animation on Sunday, 4:30 PM, Capture the Flag, made in Spain in 2016 and directed by Enrico Gatto. At Cinema Club, Hal Ashby Film Festival is going on, and this Sunday at 8 PM we will see The Last Detail, comedy drama, made in USA in 1973. The Mother wrote on 19th of May 1933. Two things you must never forget: Sri Aurobindo's compassion and the Mother's love. And it is with these two things that you will go on fighting steadily, patiently, until the enemies are definitely routed and the victory is won forever. Courage outside, peace inside, and a quiet unshakable trust in the divine grace. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org. And a reminder, you can listen our live streaming on radiogarden.com.